you're literally just using what you have.
All these big corporations, they looking for courier service. Put me in a room with them, let me work.
What's the thing that people are couriering around?
You got some people's kidneys, lungs. They need to go to the hospital.
What can they expect?
If I can speed up my income, I can outpace my bills, and now I can have more left over.
Were you in the streets or were you in the streets?
I made a lot of mistakes. I came from selling drugs to trying to work a job.
We experiencing some stuff in our businesses right now.
I ain't even gonna lie. I was a gatekeeper. I'm burnt out. I'm depressed.
Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, where I sit down with entrepreneurs and have conversations kind of like if I ran into some of my entrepreneurial friends and we're like, hey, let's go have lunch real quick, catch up, talk. I let you be a fly on the wall on what conversation we would have if the cameras weren't on us. And today I am super excited because we got somebody different. This is not somebody who's doing the same old thing that we see over and over and over. And I think now more than ever, there's going to be several of you who can utilize his services and his skill set and what he teaches us to do. So I want to welcome Dayron Myers to the couch with me today.
What's up, Donnie? How you feeling?
I feel outstanding.
That's what's up.
Outstanding. We both, I think, came in on one just a little bit. We experiencing some stuff in our businesses right now.
Nah, that's a fact.
Yes,
a fact.
Definitely. Before we get into it, though, can we talk about how you are helping entrepreneurs use their vehicles to make money?
So, man, it's a crazy journey because a lot of people don't understand. Like, I was just trying to figure it out. Like, I was working a job and literally, like, I'm like, I can't do this part-time. I can't do this T3 job thing. Like, I'm burnt out. And I seen an ad on Craigslist and it said, use your vehicle and make money. And literally from that day forward, I've been doing it. And I ain't want to help people. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I was a gatekeeper. My cousin was banging my door down. Like, listen, I'm tired of working at Lowe's. I'm like, nah, because if I give you the sauce, you going to take my delivery. One day I was just like, cuz, do this. And literally with his vehicle now, he been able to upgrade to cargo vans. And literally that transformed me helping other people and open the doors. Like, you know what? It's enough deliveries out here for all of us.
Yeah, but hold on. You said Craigslist. How long ago did you start this?
When I was 20, so 12 years ago.
Oh, so you are a pioneer. Like, you're in this. This is what you do.
Yeah.
You didn't just start, like, a business a couple of years ago when everybody started, you know, having their run.
Nah.
This is what you do. Okay. So I'm sure, though, that you didn't grow up wanting to be the owner of a courier service.
Oh, absolutely.
You saw the ad. You took action. What was it like for you at that time? Like, what did that, like, that push to do it look like for you?
I just wanted to make some money. Mm-hmm. So you got to realize, like, my journey was a little different. So I came from selling drugs to trying to work a job.
Okay.
So making money fast to making money slow. Mm. I'm depressed. I'm like, listen, I can't. I'm telling you, I'm like, I can't keep going back up in here messing with these people. They giving me this paycheck at the other Friday. It's gone before I got it.
So you always had an entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah. So, right. I mean, yeah, the street life taught me everything I knew about entrepreneur. Like,
yeah.
Product. Yeah. Everything.
No, I believe that. I did an episode on our other podcast, Social Proof, and I was talking about, like, how drug dealers know how to manage inventory. Mm-hmm. They know how to project, you know, what the revenue. They know how to manage their people, their teams, and where you need to be positioned.
Yep.
And so essentially, in all seriousness, because people get so mad when I be talking about how drug dealers be excellent entrepreneurs, but it's training and development in real time, no matter how you want to look at it.
That's a fact.
You literally took that same skill set that you had and applied it to this. Mm-hmm. What other type of people do you find are just no-brainers for the business that you operate?
Just anybody that want to hustle, like, because you got to be out here. You got to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is communication, because, like, if you're not willing to call these companies and talk to these companies, it's not going to happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're not willing to communicate, let them know I'm late, I'm on time, like, they will cut you quick because some of the stuff is critical.
Mm-hmm.
You got some people's kidneys, lungs. They need to go to the hospital, and I'm talking about to the operating table, like, here, doc.
Okay, wait. So courier service, my mind immediately went to, like, you know how Uber delivery has the pick up a package and just drop it off from one address to the other? My mind is going there, like, priority mail. I'm sure it includes that.
Yep.
But what are the things that people are literally couriering? Is that the word?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the thing that people are couriering around?
I mean, you got everything. You on the money. Priority mail. attorney documents, organs, medical devices, specimens. Mm-hmm. Like when we go in, get our blood drawn, there's a courier coming to pick that stuff up, taking it to the lab.
Oh, wow.
All, everything that has to be delivered from big and bulky that you're carrying something.
We never think about how stuff works behind the scenes. We just make our orders. We mm-hmm. hit submit. We give our blood. We do whatever those things are. And we expect the result to happen. Mm-hmm. But what you're doing is the incremental piece that kind of goes like, look, in order to even make this function, you need us in the middle. That's really incredible. So when people are doing this, like, do most of the couriers that you've trained pick up all kinds of stuff, or do they go in like to a specialty? So they may just do priority mail, or they may just do medical.
No, we want to be general, because okay. we don't want to put ourselves in a box. Granted, the biggest side of the courier business is medical. 24/7, 365, it don't stop. It's all day, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. All that stuff that goes in the hospital, stuff has to go out. Like, they can't store all that stuff. So literally people, like, everything. From everything. I'm talking about caskets. I done got people calling me like, hey, can you help me pick up caskets from the empty caskets and deliver them to our nursing homes? I mean, our funeral homes.
Okay, because that can't fit in my own car. So you're helping people take their vehicle, turn it into some type of a courier business, and mm-hmm. then I'm guessing they're growing and making money, and they're buying like vans and stuff.
That's correct.
To be able, okay, so walk me through this, because I got a recent college graduate who had, she just so happens to have a car sale. Right. And right now I could use some help, you know what I mean, with her paying her own bills. So walk me through, what can I do? Let's talk about different levels.
Yep.
Let's just say, asking for a friend, not necessarily my daughter, but let's just say somebody has a small Mercedes SUV.
Sound like your daughter got that. It's all good though.
You know, the small Mercedes. Right. What can she realistically do there? Like, if she got this car, she has time, she needs some extra income, what would you tell her?
Cool. So I would say start at level one. So level one is on-demand delivery apps. It's like, so that's Uber, DoorDash, but not Uber, DoorDash. That's mm-hmm. Airspace, Simpex, delivery companies, literally medications, things of that nature, small boxes. Literally, I would tell us start there. Literally, you can go on your app store, go to on-demand deliveries, and you will see apps. Download those apps. Get on their websites. Get them to approve you. And literally what they do is they start sending you deliveries. You either want them or you just leave them alone.
Okay. Oh.
Just like that. That's level one.
Okay. Okay. So you can take the job if you want it. It's literally just like Lyft.
Yep.
When they pick you, you see the ride. If you want this ride, you pick it up.
Yep.
Okay. So that's easy. Anybody can do this.
Yep.
Do we need you to be successful at doing level one?
You don't need me at all.
We don't need you at all. First of all, I appreciate a successful entrepreneur who comes and says, look, this is what I do and teach, but I'm going to tell you how to do it and you don't even need me. Okay. So that's level one. But now I want to go to level two. How many levels are there?
There's three levels.
Three levels. Okay. So level two is, you tell me this. So let's say there's a person, I don't know, they started at level one, they save up like $5,000, $7,000, $8,000, under 10K. Let's just say under 10K. And now they have some money to invest back into the business. Is that level two?
Kind of, sort of. So level two would be getting a contract from companies.
Okay.
Right. So websites like CB Driver, Courier Gigs. If you go on Indeed, you type in the word independent contractor driver. All these opportunities pop up. They tell you car, SUV, cargo van, box truck. Right. Okay. You got to realize when you're in a car, you're at the lowest level. It only goes up. Okay. The bigger the vehicle, the more money you're going to make.
Mm. So wait. Stop right there. Level one, we're in the smallest vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
What's like in that income category for somebody who has a regular sedan, a small SUV, what can they expect? Like, I can do this on a part-time basis, or I could ramp it up and do maybe this on a full-time basis.
The most I've ever seen was about $3,500 a week in a regular car.
Zell, I got extra time. I don't have a car anymore, but we can make something happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the most I've ever seen in a regular sedan is like
Dayron, because if they really hustling and they're down bad, they can go and rent a car, right? Mm-hmm. Is that a thing? Like,
yeah.
They can go and rent a car for 35, let me do some math real quick, because they can go and rent a car. Let's just say they do this 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. Let's say they get a decent car at $50 a day. That's $250 to rent this vehicle, but I can make up to $3,500 on the high end. On the low end, maybe what?
Maybe $1,000 if you're just not really trying.
So either way, if I'm not trying and I'm leveraging somebody else's car, I'm up minimally $750 a week. First of all, stop playing with me about being broke. Just because a week. This is $3,000 extra a month. That pays bills. Mm-hmm. That pays rent. That pays mortgage. That pays utilities. That can put the level that you said is the lowest level is literally life-changing money for most people. Okay, let's move on. We're at level two. So we're getting the contracts now. Mm-hmm. And that means that we probably are doing routine pickups for this company on a regular basis.
Yep.
And they're probably scheduling directly with us.
Yep. Okay. So now we're getting into the router stuff. So now it's like dedicated services. But on top of the dedicated services, you want to mix the on-demand delivery apps. Because if I'm going this way, why not pick up something that's along the way? Wait, so now we combine in two.
We got routes. You know what I mean? We got a route. We got a little thing going on. So I got a contract.
Yeah.
But if I'm going 45 minutes out of the way anyway, and there are two stops in that direction, pick all of that money up.
Why not keep increasing your income? We maximize the income over here. Like, if you willing to hustle, it's out here to get. Why not?
Hey, entrepreneur, are you looking for mentorship? Do you ever watch me here on the Social Proof Podcast or on Full Transparency and say, you know what? One day I want to work with Donnie. Great news. You absolutely can. Join me inside my community, Actionable CEO, where we help to develop new habits, grow you personally, professionally, and financially, help you take massive action in your business, ultimately helping you make more money. It's just $97 a month. We meet every single week. We have a book club. We do live co-working sessions. When I'm in your city, you guys get to connect with me in person and so much more. Don't take my word for it. Go over to actionableceo.com. Check out the page and see if it's a good fit for you. If so, I'll see you on the inside. Huh. I got time. I got a couple extra hours in the day. You know what I'm saying? Okay, keep talking. So what kind of vehicle at level two would you recommend that somebody has?
So typically level two, people have that cargo van.
A cargo van.
Yeah.
Okay. So at that point, how much money do we realistically need to get started at a level two?
For a cargo van, I would say about $5,000 to $7,000.
$5,000 to $7,000?
Yeah.
Do you teach people how to get a cargo van for $5,000 to $7,000 in your course?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You have a course, a community?
Yeah, course, community, mentorship.
All those things.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can for real get a working cargo van with like a $5,000 to $7,000 investment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dayron, talk to me real quick. Hold on, because...
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Now I'm back to thinking about my daughter. Like, I'm being selfish. I know y'all are here to learn, right? But this is not, because let me just be honest, like 80% of them not going to do nothing with this anyway.
Oh,
you know what I mean? They still not going to do anything. So I'm just asking questions for me that I feel like if you want to do something, maybe you can. So I'm talking about my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a safe industry? Like, are there, what's the downside?
I mean, you driving,
okay.
Right? The regular risk on the road.
She drives. You know what I mean? We're already doing this. We're driving.
So
okay.
You got to look at that.
Okay. So we're already driving. We already have a car.
Yep.
We already got to get gas.
Yep.
We already have to do car maintenance. Okay. But we can literally cash flow the same activities that we're already doing anyway.
Exactly.
I be getting so excited because I'm always learning something new, Zell. And this is just feeling like, you know, I hate to be one of those people because I'm always talking about those people who say it sounds too good to be true. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, so what you want it to look like, bad? You want it to look too hard to be true? Would you rather your opportunity to look difficult? But they rhyme.
Talk to me. What's
up? It's feeling a little too good to be true. What's the complication involved? Like, what could make me unsuccessful at this?
For one, not communicating. For two,
with living who? In,
like, these companies.
Okay.
You got to think, like, you, if y'all didn't have a van right now, you probably would have to call a carrier to, if you wanted to move these cameras and these lights.
Every time. And be honest with you, we still call couriers.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? So, not communicating, living in a crazy rural area, That could be a downfall as well.
Okay.
Right? But then there's other contracts, city, state, government, they use carriers as well. The post office, when you live in a rural area, they don't have like the big post office. They give highway contracts, so we go that route. Mm. So there's opportunity there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Holiday time, I bet it's crazy.
Come on now, you better get it.
I bet it's crazy at holiday time.
You better get it.
This is feeling like trucking industry a little bit, but it's like your own independent operation.
It is. I mean, it's the transportation. It's just the last mile piece of it. Mm. So trucking would be the first mile. This is the last mile. This stuff goes to the end user. Mm. You got to break it down. This is where it goes.
Okay. So you should be able to, like, lift packages and things, like a reasonable weight.
100%.
Okay. So that's good. Because I'm knowing me, like, you see, I got a little brace on my wrist right now. I'd be injured, and I'd be the courier, like, hey, you guys, I'm outside with your package. Can somebody help me get this out of the car? Okay, so we're at level two. Level one doesn't seem like a whole lot of cash injection. Mm-mm. Or investment. You're literally just using what you have. Mm-mm. Like, I need some money. I need a hustle. I'm using what I have.
Right. So the only thing is, you're a contractor. You might have to pay for a background check.
Okay.
Or a motor vehicle report if they want to see that.
For every company or for the apps?
No, just for one company.
For one
you
company.
Use it for every company.
I see.
In a 6-month time frame.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay. So that's like, we have that. Okay. Hold on. Am I asking the questions? We don't really need asking for me. We don't really need a whole lot of money.
No.
We need, can, because we friends now. Can I throw my daughter in your program?
I got her. You know, long as she's willing to listen, I got her.
Can I throw your daughter in your program? Would you suggest that this is something for, like, retired seniors who want something to do? Maybe they continue to stay on a lower level, not the big packages?
Yeah, because it's still companies that literally hand deliver paychecks.
Can I throw my mama in your program too?
Not mama.
She looking. Listen, I retired my mom 4 years ago, and she's bored, honey. She wants something to do.
Oh, yeah.
And so anytime I'm sitting down and I'm having these conversations with entrepreneurs, I'm always, like, looking for things that my mom and my daughter could do.
Yeah.
Because first of all, these retired, that generation of retired people, they don't know how to sit still.
No.
But then also this generation of Gen Z, they don't know how to stay committed. Mm-hmm. So I'm always looking for things that allow some flexibility. You can not work when you don't want to work, meaning if there's a vacation, you don't really have a boss to answer to.
Nope.
Unless you have a contract. Okay, hold on. So we went to level two. What's level three?
Level three is just a full-fledged business. That's marketing, websites, associations.
Staff. Okay.
That's big boy level.
We're going to events.
Yeah.
Okay. We're finding out industry trends at this point.
Yeah.
We're taking this seriously.
Yeah. We got an online presence.
Okay. So we're running some ads.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. So we're taking it seriously. We've probably upgraded our lives significantly at this point. I mean, but for $3,500 a week, you can upgrade your life significantly.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? Okay. So at that level, I'm imagining that based on your training, you have people grow into that level.
Yeah.
Do you find many people who just walk into that level?
Not many.
Mm-hmm.
I would say about 20% of people who join the program.
Okay.
Yeah, because at that level, we getting outside. We at these networking events.
Mm.
It's a networking event called the ECA. Mm-hmm. Literally put you in 2 days mm-hmm. with companies that need carrier service.
No way.
2 days.
Why would you tell me all of this? Why would people want to work with you if you're giving me all this information? Like, I mean, you know, I appreciate it, but just, like, why would people want to keep...
I mean, it's out here to get. It's enough out here to get.
That's, you know, really generous of you.
Absolutely.
I respect that. No, seriously, but to your point, you are a mentor in this space.
Yeah.
Have you generated at least six figures in this space?
Yeah.
Seven figures in this?
Yeah.
Eight?
We don't know.
Eight figures in this space?
We'll talk about it next
We'll talk
week.
About it offline. Okay, it's real close to tax time, so we'll keep that
we'll
low.
Talk about it.
But you, it's safe to say that you're pretty successful and established in this space.
Yeah.
On level three, when you mentioned associations, so mm-hmm. that means that we're joining, like yep. paying for memberships and associations. What's the point of that?
It's just a networking opportunity. Like I told you, the ECA, that's 15 minutes of companies. American Red Cross, De La Tide, all these big corporations, they looking for courier service. Put me in a room with them, let me work for 48 hours. There's mm-hmm. other associations, CLDA, Customized Logistics Delivery Association, same thing. Mm-hmm. But less requirements. Now the everyday driver, they can join that association. They don't have to wait to level three. You could be on level one and join the CLDA, and now you in here with big CEOs, they can give you a contract right here.
Okay, so we got the ERDA, the CLDA, we're connecting with the CEOs. All I know is that this adds up. My math is mathing to M-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so we're here. The average person or the person that you work with, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe share one of your success, like one of the biggest success stories that comes to mind. Somebody you get excited to talk about that's come through your tutelage.
Oh, man, we just had a mentee literally join, and he joined this company called Airspace. They do a lot of life science deliveries throughout the nation and throughout the overseas as well. Literally had, like, within his first 2 months, he did 11K in 1 month.
11K in 1 month. He started with his own vehicle.
Own vehicle. Mm. SUV, mm-hmm. I think, yeah.
What stood out about him? So, like, you know how people will say, like, oh, it makes sense that you're successful at this. Like, people tell me all the time, like, oh, everybody's not Donnie. You got to be a Donnie in order to do what Donnie does. What do you see any particular, like, character traits of a person who's ideal? Dayron, I'm asking these questions, and y'all better appreciate this. Because I want people to find their thing.
Right.
There are people who don't like to talk to people. There are people who are deathly afraid of making sales calls. There are people who need to be in an environment with a whole lot of people. There's just personality types that sometimes work better for one industry more than the other. Mm-hmm. Do you notice any particular character traits that it's like, yeah, when somebody is like enrolling in your mentorship and you're having that conversation with them, there's something that sticks out like, yeah, they're not going to make it, or, oh, they're going to make it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those quiet people, mm-hmm. they ain't going to make it.
They're not going to make it.
Those people that don't turn their cameras on, I ain't gonna. Because I know you gonna go into the room and you gonna be in the back like, nah, this your time to get it.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And literally, sometimes you can get a contract just by a phone call. Mm-hmm. Literally, just speaking to people. So if you're not willing to speak with people, it's not a difficult task once you understand what to say, who to speak to. When I'm calling a company, I only want to speak to the person who handles the vendors and the contractors. I don't want to speak to the admin. I don't want to speak to the operator. Who was that person that can get me this paperwork? I can fill it out, submit my document so I can get this contract.
Mm. So you have to be pretty aggressive?
I wouldn't say aggressive, but sometimes you do because, you know, people, you got to think, these people get contractors contacting them all the time. Mm-hmm. So how do you stand out? A lot of people going to submit online, but the people that's going to stand out is the people that connect with the people on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. That's one of my strategies. Mm-mm. So LinkedIn marketing. We going straight to the source. Hey, I want to talk to the person at the company. Because sometimes if I call, what we get? Automated messages. Mm-hmm. This person don't want to do their job. Like, nah.
But I'm even thinking a step further. I mean, because operations is what I do, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking even for that person who is afraid to make these calls, like people are deathly afraid of making sales calls and they're deathly afraid of asking for the money. Yep. Like they would literally rather be poor than ask for money. If my income potential is, let's say on average, just getting started, $1,000, like my profit potential, not even just my income potential. Mm-hmm. If profit potential is somewhere around $1,000 to $3,500 just at the starter level, why not just have a VA make these calls for you, set you up on these apps and ask for the money, and then they just
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Dispatch you essentially and tell you where to go.
Because you got to realize people don't, for one, they building a business that they probably never built before. So hiring, they like, what? Why am I paying payroll and I'm not starting yet? Mm-hmm. It's here. It's mental. They don't realize you're stunting your growth because you're trying to do something that you're not good at. Let somebody else take that.
Yeah.
You want to own 100% of a grape instead of having a 25% of a watermelon. Mm. So sometimes I got to break people down and tell them, hey, listen, you're not good at this. Your spouse may, let your spouse make the phone calls.
Yeah.
And if y'all ain't on the same two page, y'all need to have a conversation. I'll see you next Monday on the call.
Okay. So you mentioned before you were in the street life. Mm-hmm. Would you say that this is an upgraded opportunity for you now?
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm asking that because it looks ugly. I have clients who operate a multi-million dollar cleaning business, right? And one of the biggest objections that they get is like, don't nobody want a cleaning business? Like, you know what I mean? And so when you're thinking about like courier service, it can translate the same way. It's like, I ain't picking up nobody packages and delivering their blood and their organs and their kidneys.
Yeah.
What are the objections that you see most, and then how do we combat those?
I don't really see no objections. Like,
really?
Nah, not really.
Okay.
People like, I got a car, bro. How do I make some money? That's how people are. I got a car. How do I make some money?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see the objections too often, but it's definitely not attractive. I mean, you got to think, from the street life, I went to the bank. I wanted to wear a suit and tie. I thought that's what looked good.
But the paycheck wasn't good.
You know, there ain't no money over there.
I already know that. But you had good credit, though. You got to have good credit to work at the bank.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so we was doing something with the street money. So you go from, were you in the streets or were you in the streets? Like, were you that guy or were you just,
No, I was just...
So you weren't making a whole lot of money anyway.
I mean, I did all right.
You did all right. This is definitely an upgrade. You did enough to where the bank wasn't doing it for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now, because what I want to speak to is that person who thinks that this would be a downgrade. I don't know why, Dayron. So many people are concerned about what it looks like versus what the payoff is. What the end result is, right?
Yeah.
It really doesn't sound sexy to, like, imagine we on a date, right? And I'm like, yo, what you do? And you say, I got a little courier service.
Or you pull up in the van.
Like,
you're a delivery driver.
You pull up in the van. Yeah. No, for real. No, this is a real thing, because we're in social media and everybody's trying to do something that's pleasing and aesthetically, you know, beautiful. And you walk up and say, oh, I got a little courier service. I might not, you know what I mean? I got more questions. What does that mean? Or we go outside and you, what's this truck? What's this little situation you got going on? And you clearing the seat. Like, let's talk. People are really, really into that. But I want to talk about, like, some of the ways that you've seen, nobody cares how your life has changed. Your life is supposed to change. You own this company, you're teaching, you got thousands of students at this point. Right. But let's talk about, I'm sure you hear the way some of your students' lives, quality of life has improved by becoming a courier business owner.
Oh yeah, like another student, Donna, like this is one of the things I'm proud of. She has a son that's 18 years old. She like, my son already has a business. Mm-hmm. He don't need to go to college. Mm-hmm. He come out the gate $2,000 a week. I bought him a van. Mm. So all she knew was working a job, trying to work her way up. And now her child has a different way of life. Mm-hmm. They thinking different. They thinking outside of the box. Mm. So those are some of the ways that, like, when I see that, I'm like,
yeah.
Because I be getting burnt out. I ain't going to lie to you. I be like, listen.
What causes the burnout?
You know how you tell somebody something? You get back on a call with them. It's like, you did it.
Repeating yourself.
You and then fighting for an excuse. Well, this happened. And no.
From why your don't, students.
Yes. Why will you don't fight for the result? You're fighting for an excuse. Mm. Life is going life. It's going to happen to you. You have to find the time. I don't care what happened. It's either you want it or you don't. Mm-hmm. What you come here for?
Yeah.
Oh, I understand. Okay, so understand, but also execute that because that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
I want to see you change.
Yeah.
Everything about you.
How long have you been married?
I got married August 31st.
Recently?
Yeah.
Okay, so walk me through how this works. He's a courier.
Hey, Donnie, don't start that up, man.
We got a third mic somewhere.
Don't start that up.
Now, I'm curious because you know the world that we live in right now. So tell me, what was the approach like? What's up? Just pretend this is the interaction. Take me back to when you met your wife.
Oh man, I met her through my cousin. They was hanging out. They went to school together.
So you already knew he had some money.
I've been before that.
Before he had money? So you've grown with, so yeah, when you told your wife, babe, I think I want to start a courier service. What was the response?
I didn't tell her. I would work from 9 to 5, get in my car, do my courier delivery services. And then one day I said, yo, I can't keep clocking in and I just do my keys. I ain't telling nothing. And I said, listen, I'm going full time with this. I ain't even tell, like, she probably was like, what you doing home midday? I'm done. Like,
you didn't have questions? You trusted the process.
I had to go on the
route
with
him.
That's another angle. Y'all didn't hear this. She said she used to go on the routes with Dayron in the van. And that's kind of cool because as I'm thinking about it, I'm still thinking, like, I hear you say that this is really low risk, right? But I'm thinking about sending my daughter to pick up things from wherever she may be picking it up from. You can literally bring a friend to ride along with you and make it feel even safer.
Yeah, people bring their dogs. Like, it's your business. It's your vehicle. You do what you want. Professionally. Be professional, but yeah.
Okay.
All right, babe, it's Saturday. I got this run. I'm about to go make this money. Then we're going to lunch.
Nobody's coming to your car anyway, right? You're literally walking into the place. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter who's in the car with you. Obviously, like you said, professionally, we don't want to be pulling up like lit.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Okay, so I'm sure it sounds good. I'm extremely interested, and I need my daughter in this program. Maybe my mama too. I got to have a conversation with her, right? I'm extremely excited about this, and I get really excited about those things that literally anybody can do. And this is anybody who has access to a vehicle, not necessarily even ownership of a vehicle. You can literally start for very little, as provided that your license, your background, your car insurance are intact. So when I say anybody, I mean starting on a good slate, right? But I'm sure the journey wasn't without like bumps in the road.
Oh yeah.
What kind of issues? Like, I'm imagining, so I got this chef client and he's an influencer, and so people don't think about the downsides, right? And so he's getting all these brand deals, and then suddenly he's outstanding, like he has $22,000 outstanding in past due invoices. We found out that the agency representing him was getting paid, but they weren't necessarily paying him out all his contracts. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking maybe that's one of the, like, are there ever issues getting paid?
I heard of it from students. I never had an issue. But I did hear from students getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And would you say that you hear it significantly enough for it to be?
Oh, no.
No.
No. You just got to think, like, if you work a job, it's going out of business. It's the same thing. If you work at a restaurant, they don't pay you that week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you like, all right, something is going on.
Yeah.
Same thing with the contracts.
Well, and I guess, so how, what's the turnaround time on getting compensated? So I get called today for a job. I deliver the package today. Like, what's my turn? When do I get paid?
Every platform is different. Some of them same day pay.
Okay.
Some of them 48 hours. Some of them weekly.
Okay.
Some of them bi-weekly.
So it's not like, even if you ran into an issue where a company doesn't pay you, they do something or whatever, it's not like you're working all this time. You did a job. That one was a bust, but that doesn't happen a whole lot.
No, that doesn't happen.
So what are some of the roadblocks? Are like,
for me, I ain't gonna lie, buying my first van on Craigslist, man, I literally bought it on a Friday. The transmission went up on a Sunday. You know what I mean? So taking those risks, I mean, that put me back like a month and like $5,000. You know, we want to go the cheap route. I ain't trying to go to Ford and go buy the big boy. Let me get this 2,500.
But 5 to 7, when you said 5 to 7K for a courier van, I'm thinking a cargo van. I'm like, is that going to work? Does it work long? Does it last?
Well, once I put that transmission in there, we was good to go. So okay. You looking at what, 6K all in?
Mm-hmm.
Made me over a half a mil.
When you're suggesting that it made you over 6K all in, made you over a half a mil. I just didn't want y'all to miss that part, right? Okay. Like, because we got to pay attention to what the people are really here for. Okay, hold on. So earlier I asked you, when we get to level 2-ish, I believe, mm-hmm. that's when we start talking about getting a larger vehicle, mm-hmm. to make more money. You mentioned like somewhere between 5 to 7K, maybe under 10 grand. Mm-hmm. Is that a vehicle that we need to do some work to right away? Like, are you finding, or is this something that we're financing?
So it's two. So I think that you can probably get a decent one for like 5 to 7K, right? It's going to be a little older. You're going to have to maybe put some minor work into it. Right. Of course, if you got great credit, go ahead and put that down. Go get you something nice.
Okay.
If you all in.
Okay.
Can't be 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Like, you got to be, all right, cool. This is it. I'm ready to get to it.
Okay. I'm so interested. I'm so interested. Listen, I'm really interested in this. Okay. We're talking about people who are picking up packages. You mentioned medical. Mm-hmm. And I know now that you mentioned it, I can literally see like the LabCorp and the mm-hmm. Quest Diagnostics. They have those boxes yep. outside the building. And yep. so I'm imagining they're picking up and taking it to whatever actual lab that's doing the testing. Okay.
Yep.
So this is almost why isn't everybody who works in like medical, especially medical admin, like why isn't this more pop? Is it? I don't know. Is it more pop? I feel like anybody who's working in medical and you see these packages being picked up, you see these organs being delivered, like, why aren't you running a courier business?
People don't like to drive. Some people don't like to drive.
Let me tell you a story. So I used to work in property management, mm-hmm. right? I haven't worked since 2014, but my career, the lengthiest career that I had was in property management. And so I was working for this really elite property here in Atlanta that I ended up buying a unit at years later. But at the time I'm working for this elite property, I make okay money, but I'm noticing that people are coming in and they want to pay like wealthy people are coming in. They want to pay a lot of money for a full service kind of deal. Instead of picking up the call to call like a locator to say, hey, sir, it only took me a couple of times to actually refer business out or see another company handle those kind of clients before I started doing the math. Mm-hmm. And so as I'm sitting here, I'm like, I couldn't be the receptionist in the front office seeing these couriers pick stuff up and not say, let me start a courier business and I don't have to drive. I can get you the contract. Mm-hmm. So I was literally on the inside in property management where I was able to get the contract. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you what I did, Dayron. I had a little email. And nobody was talking to Donnie.
Oh, yeah.
They were talking to Bianca. Bianca is my middle name. Okay. And I would reach out and say somehow I understood that they were in the market for this type of property, these services to come along with it, and we'd be happy to facilitate that deal. And then between my best friend and my mom at that time, they used to help me kind of like, I'm at work. I have to stay at work to build this up so I can get enough of these clients to be able to get off of my job. Mm-hmm. The property was going to pay for this service anyway. I just need to be the person who owns this service on the back end. Mm-hmm. So that's like a nugget for people. We see money being made all around us. It's like, but we're so linear in our thought process. We don't know how to go deeper in the thought process and say, how can I get on the other side of that equation? Mm-hmm. Some people are thinking, oh, well, I can't do a courier service because I work all day. And by the time I get off, it's X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. But they can literally join your program and say, hey, I work all day. And you can tell them, like, look, own the service.
Yeah. Get yourself some subcontractors. Mm. You teach people in the program. Yeah. If you don't want to drive, get you subcontractors. Mm-hmm. Go obtain the contract. You go ahead and sub it out, whether it's 80-20, 75-25. And literally, these subcontractors, they have their own vehicles. So they're responsible for their gas, mm-hmm. their maintenance, and everything. Mm. You just get in the contract. Go ahead and sub it out. Still make you a piece of the pie. Mm-hmm. We don't leave no money on the table.
We don't leave no money on the table.
We want it all.
We want it all. You can literally keep your full-time job just to prove the concept. Because so many people are like, well, what if it doesn't work? Mm-hmm. And we like, well, what if it does work? Mm-hmm. This can literally change your life. But for those of you who are committed to the thought that this might not work out, you don't necessarily have to quit. Mm-hmm. What you do, and you can be a weekend courier.
Yeah, a night courier.
I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. You can be a weekend courier, a holiday courier, a mm-hmm. night courier, bringing some extra money in and still changing your life. How'd you get so smart? Was it like, are you literally developed from the streets?
Trial and error. Mm-hmm. Trial and error. I made a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. It was a time where I had a lot of subcontractors under me. I go in a meeting high-headed and lose 20K in a month in revenue.
Because you did what?
Just cussing these people out, treating these business people like I'm in the streets.
No, we can't do that.
Yeah, but those are the critical mistakes that I made. Right. I said, hold up, I done messed up. Now I gotta go home and tell my wife, I gotta figure something else out.
That was a problem, right? Okay, all right.
That was the first time she's like, nah, that was you.
Does your wife help you in this business?
For some paperwork, yeah.
Okay, so a lot of the operations or administrative details because you know we pay attention to the details.
That's a fact.
We're going to fine tooth comb these contracts.
That's a fact.
We're going to make sure that check payout matched the contract in the first place.
Yeah.
These are the things that we do. This is like you can literally run a whole operation from such a simple idea. You have, is it like 3,000 students you have at this point?
Over 4,000, yeah.
Oh, okay. He said you got old information. He said, update your information, yeah. Baby. Hit refresh because that's old information. Mm. Let's talk about that. So is this like a recurring membership community? Is it just a course? What do you have going on?
The intro level a lot of people join is called our academy, which is just a course in the community.
Okay.
Right. If you want to upgrade and get 3 live coaches a week. So what I did was I took my highest coaches, which one of my coaches just made 40K in a month. I take them and I say, you know what? You're not just going to run your career service. Now teach these people because they came through the same course you came through. Mm-hmm. So now they can get that program or they can go up to our Diamond Elite program where literally they get their website done, their LinkedIn done for them, their emails curated, a curated list of customers that they need to go after. And they get the coaching as well. So, it's a couple of different
services. I got time. I got access to a vehicle. It's sitting outside right now. I got access to a car. I coach. You know what I mean? I'm starting to put things together. But most importantly, literally listening to this and thinking about this being an idea. I got a friend who could use this right now. Like, just really having a low level time right now. And when I say that, just really hitting a bunch of lows mm-hmm. after lows after lows. I have a friend who can do this. I'm thinking about all of the moms or parents that maybe have disabled children that need extra attention and you can't really leave them home alone, you know, a whole lot. I'm thinking about parents who are struggling to find childcare. It doesn't matter who tags along with you in a business like this. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about this being a tool that you can leverage when you feel like you don't have any options. And I am really excited about it. Mm-hmm. This is good. Okay. Okay, community builder too. So you've run a successful courier business. Do you ever take contracts anymore, like personally? When's the last time you've been out on the road?
The last time I've been out on the road, probably about 8 months ago.
Okay.
Myself, yeah.
Okay. Was it because somebody like called in, or you had contracts that you needed coverage for, so you picked it up?
Nah, so I like to try out the contract before I put my drivers on there, just to see the ins and outs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to see. You ain't going to BS me. I got to see what's going on myself, and then, all right.
And then you assign it. You mentioned there is a level that where people can learn from you, where they're essentially getting a turnkey operation. You're essentially giving them almost like a business in a box. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you everything. You said the contracts, the pay. Run through that one more time.
Yep. So they're getting everything. Website, LinkedIn, they're on Google Business, make sure on Yelp Business. Curated emails, getting a contract. You just got to deploy it.
That's a business in a box. Mm-hmm. That's saying, hey, I have a car, but I don't really have either the time or the skill set to put this foundation in place. Mm-hmm. You'll literally do that for them. Mm-hmm. You have over 4,000 members in your community. What's been the secret for you, or the success strategy for you, to build a thriving community? 4,000 people coming in.
You want
in.
Me to be real with you?
Please do.
I'm still in it.
Okay, break that down.
I still go to the conferences. I'm still on these phone calls. I'm still looking for contracts. I'm still thinking about new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these, let's be real. A lot of these people don't do what they teach.
Okay, that's true. That's true. And I know this. I know that he's doing this because I actually was just at a conference with you. We were at the same conference learning together. So I know that you're really still in the field. So the difference for you is that you're literally in this. You haven't moved so far away that you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I still talk to these companies every day. What's going on? What new contracts you got? How many you need? Company airspace. We were just on a conference call. Hey, I need 300 drivers, partners throughout the nation. Cool. Come into my community. Now 300 of my members can get contracts.
So
now we move on to the next company. Let's do it again.
Let's run this back. You're not even just teaching the skill set and the strategy for maximizing this opportunity. You can literally put members, and they don't even have to be at that high level. Mm-mm. They're coming. You can literally put members who are at the foundational level of your program in front of contracts.
Yep. So I think that's one of the keys, because literally they getting off the call, they getting the contracts, they getting priority, they getting all this stuff. Cool.
And they're probably, if we're being honest, they're probably making more money in income than they pay you to teach them.
They be robbing me.
Well, do you ever sit back and be like, listen, I have a mentorship community, and it's $97 a month, right? And I think it's like $838 for the year.
Okay.
People be coming in and they be like, I made $10,000 this week. I'd be like, mm-hmm.
I don't do that. I genuinely be happy for them, because I know what that feel like.
I am too.
Like when you trying to figure it out, like I never would have thought this would have grew into this. I'm like this. Like I've been on my knee. God, please, I don't want to go back to the streets.
Oh.
But I had no other option. Like I left it alone, but I'm seeing my bank account. I'm seeing money come in. It's the day I got paid. I'm like $200 to 2 weeks. How do I make this stretch?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on CashNet USA. Like, let me get this $1,000. But you know, they hitting you for the draws. I'm like, this can't work. So to see somebody change their situation and change their life, like if I can give you any advice, I'm here for it.
What advice would you give? And like, what's some of the best advice you've received as an entrepreneur?
To actually not make money slow. That was one of the biggest things.
Break that down.
Like, not make money slow. So in the courier business, one of the things I was attracted to was I got paid for everything that I did. My first day with Expedite Delivery System in Baltimore, that was my first contract. He gave me 4 deliveries for $40 a piece. I did that in 1 hour, and I was hooked ever since. I'm like, I worked at this bank, $20 an hour. That take 8 hours to make. I just did this in an hour. So if I can speed up my income, I can outpace my bills, and now I can have more left over. So that was one of the things, like not making money slow. So people don't realize we getting paid slow, and then the bills are still coming.
Listen.
They still coming.
Every day.
They still coming.
It's a bill.
So how do you outpace that?
Yeah.
You can't make it slow.
You got to make money fast.
You have to.
Success loves speed.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see, so with now the way that we're leveraging AI, robotics, things like that, where do you see the courier business? Like, is this still a strong opportunity for people over the next 3 to 5 years?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is nothing moves without supply chain. Like it's going to be very difficult. A lot of stuff moves on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very difficult to be able to get robots and all that stuff. I don't see it. But on the administration side, you know, your emails start to get better. They mm-hmm. start to get faster. Right. Your sales letters start to, your contracts, all yes. that stuff starts to get better. So we definitely leverage it on that side. But like on the road and actually physically, I just can't see it just yet.
Yeah. I mean, we have the self-driving cars and all those things. And I hear people use technology advances and innovation as an excuse to stay away from something. And my thought process on it is this. Even if all courier services transitioned into a place where it was self-driving vehicles to save money, mm-hmm. or even if that business idea that you're looking at right now will be soon run by AI and make the money today. While you're waiting for that what if to happen, it takes years upon years upon years to completely phase out the human experience from mm-hmm. any type of opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so instead of us sitting around waiting on the possibility that this might happen, what if you can make all the money that you can make in the next 12 months, 24 months, 36 months?
Yeah.
Do that. Yeah. Right?
And invest it in whatever you want to, the next thing that's coming out. So, yeah, I don't see it happening too much. I don't think they're going to get it right for a long time.
You mentioned investing. What else do you do outside of the courier business? Like, you've made a lot of money, obviously, in this business. What have you done to both protect and multiply your wealth?
So protect the normal strategies, trust, life insurance. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a big investor. I do got some money in mutual funds. That's about it. I'm not aggressive mm-hmm. at all.
You're not aggressive with mm-hmm. that. Mm-mm. Is it why?
I just haven't took the time to learn the skill set just yet.
Okay.
So I'm just by the guidance. Hey, put some money over here. Cool. Let me see what shake.
Okay. So you're taking that friend help right
yeah,
now.
Okay. Yeah.
And letting that
professional, you know, advisor help. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys have children?
I have two, yeah.
Do you, is this turning into a family business? Like, is this something that you want to pass to your kids one day? Like, what's your plan for legacy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
If I want to pass this down. Like, these kids nowadays, they don't want to work. So I can only imagine what it's going to look like in 20 years.
Listen.
You know what I mean? Like, they're going to want to make money on the internet like everybody. I don't know.
Listen, talking about passing the kids down a courier business, they don't even want to come and hand you the remote control today. Right. You know what I mean? Like, yes.
They not outside playing football, but they inside. They're streaming.
They're doing all the other things. Mm-hmm. All the other things. What's next for you? So we've got your courier business. What I also love is that you're actually still operating the business. Mm-hmm. You're not just in the education piece of it. So we've got an established courier business. We've got an established educational component of your business. Mm-hmm. What's next for you?
We developing the app. So what I want to do is all the small businesses, I want them to use our app to take deliveries. So I'm creating like the Uber for small packages and delivery. So small businesses can just log in. Hey, I need this to go to my customer now, same day, boom. A carrier comes, picks it up, take it to their customer. Because same day and next day is here.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to wait 7 to 8 days.
Yeah.
If I order something today, I want it in the next hour. I'm going to be like, we not waiting. So that's the next thing, creating that app.
I love that. So I've done this only a couple times before, and I think it would be fun to do with you.
What's up?
It's like a rapid fire set of questions, right? So because we've talked all the business, this is really straight to the point. There's not a whole lot. Look, do it. You need money. Do it. You're unclear about a career choice that you want long term. Mm-hmm. Do this in the meantime. You're looking for something that allows you to have the ultimate flexibility. Check this out. Y'all know, I always say it, I don't be advocating for a lot of entrepreneurs. I am advocating, though, for this industry right here because I think it's solid. I think it's pretty simple. And I think it's a reasonable opportunity for you to have some expectations to improve your life. So we didn't talk to all the business. There's no more questions. I want to ask you some fun questions.
I'm not 6'4".
You're not 6'4"? Is he top tier? You got a top tier man over here. She said, how tall are you?
6'1".
What'd you think? You obviously saw the clip with this gentleman who said, you know, being 6'4", making six figures, and being black is what makes you a top tier man. When you saw that clip, what were your thoughts?
First thought, I said, Donnie gonna light his ass up. I already knew it was coming. I was just like, this dude don't understand. But it was really disheartening, just because he said he had a daughter. I'm just like, bro, because I got one. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, listen, like, granted, I'll be out of character sometimes and I talk crazy. But sometimes I got to catch myself and say, you know what? I sound goofy right now. Mm. I really do.
Yeah.
Like, you talking about everything about features or what you have, but you're not talking about what you give to other people, what you deliver to the world, yeah. What value that you bring.
Yep. Yep. And I think the narrative, it's true that some of those things that he mentioned makes you attractive.
Yeah.
Being 6 feet tall makes you attractive.
That's right.
Making, in his words, well over six figures makes you attractive. Well over 100 grand makes you attractive. Side note here, let me just say this. Men who make well over $100,000 don't use $100,000 as a reference point. Okay, I'm just going to put that
there.
That's
a fact.
All right. But there is no denying that these things make you attractive. That's right. Yeah. But it's not the same. What makes you attractive doesn't necessarily make you top tier.
Correct.
Right? Some of the things that make you attractive can also make you very, very, very dangerous to deal with on a romantic level. And mm-hmm. to your point, what disappointed me as well is men consistently, some men, not all, consistently leading with what they have and then turning around and saying, women only value us for our money. Mm-hmm. Well, that may feel true to you because you lead with your money. So if you're dangling your income over someone's shoulder as your metric of attraction, then she's going to value that, right? Mm-hmm. If you are, and it's just like, you know, how you start anything else. If you start something a way, people are gonna think about that. And then also we got to start qualifying the people who we're even considering in these equations. If I were a man, I wouldn't even be considering gold diggers if a gold digger exchange or transaction isn't what I wanted.
That's correct.
I wouldn't be focused on the women who are hyper focused on how much money I made if that's not the transaction or the relationship that I want. If I were a man, I would be saying, there were enough women on that post who said, like, where's your heart? Where's your character? What's your spiritual belief? You know, how well do you lead? Can you protect us? You know, if some, are you the type that makes sure I'm not walking on the outer edge of the curb? Mm-hmm. If I were a man, if you truly feel like most women only value you for your money, I would make an intention to only seek women who are looking for character, mm-hmm. who are looking for integrity, who are looking for leadership and those women actually exist.
They do.
If there's an episode, how old are you?
33.
Okay, so you're too young for this. There was a show called A Different World, right? You don't know nothing about Dwayne.
Come on,
you don't know anything about Dwayne and Whitley.
Come on,
all right?
Man.
There's an episode, one of my favorite episodes, where Whitley says to Dwayne, you know, I want my man to be this. I want my man to be charismatic and have integrity and be a leader and love me and give me attention. And Dwayne's holdup was that he wasn't making the money that he wanted to make. And he said something, and I'm paraphrasing along the lines of, but Whitley, I'm broke. And her response to him was, a man like that, like I described, could never be broke.
Mm.
And I need our men to understand that there are so many women with that mindset. And if this hyper focus on how much money you make or how tall you are turns you off, then hyper focus on the other women. The problem is, they want the super baddies
mm-hmm.
who have access, just like men have access to a bunch of women and they can make decisions. When you're going for that super baddie, she got some options too. When everybody got good character, sometimes it might come down to some other things that you're not comfortable with.
Right.
How's the dating life for like your friends? I know you're married right now. You're not, you got to be grateful that you're not out here still dating.
No, 100%.
Listen.
I can, especially the level now, it's like, oh, nah, that's dangerous.
It's wild stuff happening in these streets.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so some of them, that's the thing. I want the super baddie. I want the IG model. I want this.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell them, like, yo, that stuff is superficial, but you also got to realize a lot of these pictures is just pictures.
Mm.
If you really had a conversation with this woman, you probably wouldn't like her.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, you're so attached to the likes and the comments, that you're not even getting to know this woman. You just like, listen, she look good. I don't care what it come with. Yeah. That's crazy to me.
That's crazy. You want her because everybody else wants her. As a young married man, the narrative out here is that black men, wealthy men, younger men no longer see the value in marriage.
That's correct. That was me. Mm-hmm. My wife had to get me together.
Can I get in your business a little bit?
I ain't even gonna lie. We were talking about, that was me.
So you were the guy who said, look, I'm rich, I'm attractive, I'm over 6 feet tall, I don't want to get married.
No, I said I do want to get married, but then I felt like, okay, we married, but I didn't have to raise my standard. I thought, listen, you good. We good. Bills paid this. Mm-hmm. That's not what it's about. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what I need. I need you to be here emotionally.
Okay.
I need you to lead me correctly. Mm-hmm. And I was doing the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. And I had to look at myself and say, you're right.
Wait, stop right there. Okay. He's doing the bare minimum. What makes you still want to be with him? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hear integrity and character come enter the chat? Did I hear integrity and character? She saw his integrity. She saw his character. So now we're giving you a chance. Mm-hmm. Some people will be offended. Some men will be offended. I'm rich. I'm attractive. I'm tall. What do you mean you're going to give me a chance because you see my potential? So she's giving you this opportunity. Mm-hmm. What makes you say, you know what? She might be right. What was the transition point for you?
I mean, I stepped over that line. It's like, all right, the grass ain't green on the other side.
For one. Okay. All right. So you, in transparency, said, nah, let me go and see what's happening over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grass wasn't greener.
The grass ain't green on the other side. Mm-hmm. That was me, y'all, man. I got money. Like, these women want me. But that's not fulfilling to me. Mm. Because when I take it all over home and I'm not feeling right, who's taking care of me? Mm. Who's making sure that my kids are absolutely straight when I gotta go out here and hustle?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you gotta look at yourself and say, shoot, bro, like, you got you one, and you about to fumble the bag. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people don't want to admit.
Okay, bag. Big bag, not the little one.
You know, you got you one that's gonna stick with you.
Yes.
And tell you, like, what you doing right now, that's not you. You just in a phase right now. A lot of women be like, shit, I'm gonna go to the next dude. No, I'm here with you. I'm going to fight with you. We're going to get to this place.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving this until we right. A lot mm-hmm. of, like, if you're willing to fight for it, if you rocking, let's roll. But I had to come to a realization, like, listen, bro, like, what you think it is ain't what it is. Mm-hmm. You want something real, not something superficial.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? First of all, you just said, forget my little rapid fire questions. He said, I'm going to tell you what I want to be talking about for rapid fire. What do you think? So obviously you're a provider, mm-hmm. but your wife, from what I'm picking up now, is also a very strong presence, right?
Oh,
she can, you're with a strong woman, right? How does that narrative affect your relationship?
What you mean?
Well, it's said that powerful, successful, wealthy men who has options don't really want to deal with the stronger women type. The ones with voices and opinions and things like that.
At first, I did.
It's a whole lot of transformation going on over here. It's a whole lot of big transformation energy.
At first, I didn't, but I had to realize that I was immature too. Like she was on a level that I wasn't able to get to, or I wasn't there yet, and she was kind of leading me.
What? We could really end the episode. We could, wait a minute. It's the trigger words for me. You know what I mean? I love when someone who fits the mold of what everybody is putting on a pedestal comes in and says, you know, no, I had that thought, but I actually had to level up. There was an opportunity for her to lead. Mm-hmm. And you're a man, right? This isn't what people call that simp stuff. I love when I'm hearing this perspective. So you had to level up to her standard. Having everything that you had, mm-hmm. having all the possessions, all the accolades, you had to level up. Mm-hmm. She was leading in what way?
Emotionally, spiritually, really connecting. Because what we do is we get so focused on chasing the bag that we forget everything else. Mm. So our buckets are empty over here. It's like you're not providing what I absolutely need. And I didn't realize, like, oh, snap, I'm not speaking to her love language. Financially, it's great. That's all good. But she needs to be loved on, hugged on, let in the right, you know, reassured, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had to say, shoot, you know what? You're right. Mm-hmm. I can't keep saying, you got it all. You mm-hmm. should be happy. No. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me figure out how to love my woman the proper way.
Oh,
let me go ahead and learn it.
Learn.
Because I've been blocking it out.
What are the reference tools? Asking for some friends. What was the reference material that you might have browsed to learn these lessons? What did you do, though? Like, what did you do to learn the lesson?
I talked to some married couples.
Okay.
I talked to some married couples.
Mm-hmm. And that, makes
that was the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Talking to some married couples to really... And hearing their stories is kind of worse than some of the stuff that we ever been through. But seeing that other side and seeing that the grass is green on the other side, because you don't want to be that person that's ping ponging from this. If you want to, mm-hmm. that just wasn't me. I don't want to be household. My kids got to see me over here, this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I want somebody holding it down, taking care of me and my kids. Let me go out here, but I want to love you correctly and communicate and grow as a person and set the example for my son.
Do you think your wife would have married you if you didn't level up in those ways? Do you think the money would have been enough?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Could your charm have been enough? You had to step it up.
I had to.
And
had
are you grateful for that transformation?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because it made me look at myself and I think, I can move and be happy with the person that I am today. Mm. Like, people don't realize, like, men feel bad. Like, you got to be a sleazeball for a woman to take care of you the way that my woman does and for you to do her dirty. That's not loyalty. Mm. You're not moving with integrity. Mm-hmm. So now I can say, shoot, I'm good.
Yeah. You feel full circle. You feel complete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you guys now get to journey on this adventure together. You get to benefit from the lifestyle together.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to be and do and grow in all the ways that you're going to do all of these things together. I'm happy for y'all. That's just so cute. It's so cute. So sexy, girl. Way to lead your man to loving you correctly. Yep. I love it.
Got
you. Dayron, if you could close us out, the people who are still here watching this episode at this point, they resonated with you in some way. Somebody, you know, it may not be from the streets, but they were hustling in their own little way. Mm-hmm. It may be somebody who is struggling with their own thoughts about marriage and what commitment and integrity looks like. It could be an entrepreneur who just feels like, you know what, it's time for me to make a change and I want to get started in the direction of making a change. If you could close us out with any type of advice for the people who are watching this show, I would appreciate it.
Absolutely. So if you're ready to make a decision to change, you have to decide and stick with it, right? It's not always going to be pretty. It's not always going to come when you want to, but you're taking this journey for a purpose on purpose. Mm. Like, your purpose is whatever it is, but make sure you stick it and make sure you water it, because it will grow. Mm-hmm. It's too many people out here. Get the shiny object syndrome out of the way. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do, stick to it. If you're not willing to do it 365 days, don't expect it to work. If you're not willing to work at it every single day, don't expect it to work. That's business. That's marriage. That's everything. All right. Every single day that you put your 10 toes on the ground and you wake up, it's time for you to seize that opportunity and let's get it and let's grow.
Listen, if you're looking for that opportunity that Dayron is talking about, I encourage you to run. Don't walk. Don't drag your feet. Don't wait for the right day, time of the year, time of the month. Run. Don't walk. And check him out. Vet him. Okay? I want you to do your due diligence. How would I vet somebody? I'm looking at their comments. I'm seeing if they are responsive. I'm seeing what people are saying about them. I am looking for testimonials. I'm on their website. I am looking for experience. And he's got 12 years of it. So run to all of his links. That's going to be right here on Instagram. It's going to be right here wherever you're watching this episode. Check Dayron out. And if you're looking for something, if you need something, if you just want something because it just seems too good to be true and it's easy enough, let's entertain a courier service business. I am seriously going to talk to both my mom and my daughter and my daughter's dad and her stepmom about starting this business. I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
You flew in this morning and you're flying out, right? In fact, you got to get to the airport. Your flight is like in an hour. Okay, let's get you out of here, y'all. We got to go. We had enough business. Bye.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.